Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Happen to have my headband on today. My do-rag.
always looks interesting on somebody with no hair, though.
The headband with the bald look,
it's,
I don't know.
Yeah, it's sad. It's very sad. I'm trying to remember how I used to dress in the 80s. I don't think I really was.
When did you start to actually lose the follicles?
In my 20s.
20s?
Yeah.
Wow, you only had hair for like, isn't it? I mean, think about it. I mean, I don't know how old you are, but only 20 years out of your life you had hair. It's sad.
Yet somehow I've gotten through it.
And then you look at some of these other guys, they're 95 and they've got this amazing full head of hair.
Thick head of hair.
I look at Dick Van Dyke, he's like 92. The guy's got an amazing head of hair.
Okay. And that's going to be our next show that we do, Hair Talk, here on WGN.
The side part.
But the reason that we played the music that you just heard about a half an hour ago is because we've got two of the stars of Rock of Ages, the 80s musical that's getting rave reviews out at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook. Nick Drzbanski and Tiffany Tatro are here with us today. Guys, welcome. Nice to have you here on Apple Talk. What are your favorite apples?
You know, there's like an apple pear hybrid that they have.
Oh. Really? That blends both our pear and Apple Talk.
Yeah.
That brings it all together.
Yeah, I'm excited to really dive into it.
That brings it all together. Yeah, Tiffany, what about you? Favorite apple?
I would have to say Fuji.
Oh, look at you. Nice pulling one out of her hat. The Fuji. Right.
The delicate, the very nice, delicate apple flavor. That's very, very nice. Well, that's all the time we have for you
today. It's great to be here.
Today,
great to be here. Yeah.
You will go home with a gift. It's like an apple corer.
Just when I need it.
Can it corey apple?
Oh, it can corey apple.
Perfect for the holiday season.
Nick, tell us, you play Lonnie in the show, who's kind of the central character of the show and the narrator.
Sure, yeah.
Of it all. This is such a fun show and has to be such a fun role for you guys to play, I would think, right?
Yeah, it's a blast. It's a show that's very aware that it's nothing but a good time. You know, it's a show that's about a time in American culture where it was all about excess. It was all about, you know, celebrity and big hair and you know, weird costumes and stuff. And it's very aware of the fact that it's celebrating that. So my character gets to sort of lead the audience back in time and comment on some of that stuff while, you know, poking fun at it while still celebrating it. So that's a really fun thing I get to do, and the audiences have been really great. It kind of feels like we're like buddies by the end of the show.
Oh, I was looking at some pictures of audience members who have come to your show. They're almost more in costume than you guys are.
Yeah.
I mean, people come to dance and sing and...
Yeah,
and they come to rock.
Yeah, we get people who are up and dancing, clapping along, singing along. I mean, you know, everyone knows these songs, so it's just like a fun little time machine back to the 80s.
Yeah, and not entirely, but kind of set in the Bourbon Room, as mm-hmm. it's called, which is, you know, in the show, sort of the place where the big 80s bands play.
Yeah, it's kind of modeled after the Whiskey A Go Go in L.A.
On the Sunset Strip.
On the Sunset Strip, yeah. And I play Lonnie, who's the narrator and the, like, sound guy for the bar. And the story is about Drew, who wants to be a rock star, meeting Sherry, who wants to be a big actress, kind of like a classic 80s romantic comedy love story.
And Tiffany, tell us about Regina, who you play in the show.
She's kind of a quirky protester. She works for the mayor. And then once she finds out that the Bourbon Room is going to be demolished to bring clean and pure, efficient energy to the Sunset Strip, she goes off the rocker. And goes through all of these different protests to try to save the Bourbon Room and save rock and roll, and that's kind of the, like, alternating storyline going on with the romance is saving Sunset Strip mm-hmm. from these developers that have come in and want to change it.
Yeah, I have to ask, were either of you born in the 1980s?
Well, you know, I mean...
Oh, my God. How depressing is this? Yeah. They weren't even
Excuse me if I get all Megyn Kelly and ask, you know, personal questions here. But it occurs... I mean, you're actors. You know, of course, you can certainly play these roles. But I'm just, you know, trying to put it in a frame of reference. You guys... you know, don't look old like we do.
Yeah, no, we're youngins.
So had you heard of these songs before?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're unavoidable, really. Even now, doing the show, you hear them everywhere. Yeah. We get in the car and they're on the radio, and you have to like find the station to escape.
Yeah, and my parents were big on this kind of music, and I grew up on it.
Oh, that's not too depressing.
Right. Well, I mean, I guess you know my point with this is. That the songs that you get in this show are truly some of the most timeless songs that have ever been recorded.
Yeah.
And that's why people are coming to the show and having so much fun. Just go down the list. You're going to perform a couple of them in a minute, but just go down the list of you know some of the the grooving hits that are playing.
Yeah, I mean,
we have
songs by Whitesnake and REO Speedwagon and Journey. You know, songs like "Can't Fight This Feeling," "Can You Take Me High Enough,"
"Hit Me with Your Best Shot,"
"Fire Away,"
exactly.
Right. Pat Benatar,
"Don't Stop Believing,"
yeah,
Journey.
Some songs that are like classics that, you know, you'd expect to hear, and then other ones that are like, oh my God, I forgot that song. That, like, that's this, you know, takes me back. So there's like 24 songs in the show. It's music throughout the entire show.
Yeah, it's just nothing but hit after hit after hit.
Exactly.
I mean, if you're of a certain age, Jim.
We lived it.
And yeah, well, I mean, if you are, these are songs that are just like sort of the soundtrack of our Ute.
Every one that they mentioned, I have on the original vinyl, not on 180 gram vinyl, on actual the bad floppy vinyl that I would get at Rolling Stone Records at Harlem and Irving. This is how do you can't go wrong.
Yeah, so it's a rockin' good time.
Yeah,
yeah. It's a big party.
We're going to hear a couple of those songs when we come back. Rock of Ages is at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook.
I want to rock!
I just want to get everyone to be bobbing their heads up and down this morning. That's my goal here today.
I love when Schwani does that little hand sign with the fingers up. He's up there like Beavis and Butthead. Him and Sam are like Beavis and Butthead.
Schwani is the D. Snyder of WGN News. Everyone knows that. It's 10:48. This is Dean Richards. Sunday morning on WGN in our Weekend Theater segment, we are talking with two of the stars of the Drury Lane Oak Brooks production, Rock of Ages. Nick Drzbanski is here, and Tiffany Tatro is here with us today. During the break, we were talking about the show, and I think an important thing to bring up, live band for this. It's not recorded music that you sometimes get in local theater. That's got to bring the energy level way, way up, I would think.
Yeah, we actually have a lot of audience members who, after the show, were like, were they playing live? Because the band is on stage with us, and they're like part of the show. Some of them play characters in the show, too.
Oh, so people think that they're... fake actors who are just pretending to play music.
Yeah, exactly. But man, they're shredding.
They sure do shred.
They shred.
They're shredding, Dean.
Yeah.
They're shredding.
Shred. Yeah, get up on the lingo, guys.
Oh, ouch.
Sir, this is lingo that we have long since forgotten.
Hey, we invented the word. We invented
shredding.
I knew shredding before you were born.
You're absolutely right.
So
what are you guys going to do for us this morning?
I'm going to do a song called Come On, Feel the Noise.
Oh, Quiet Riot.
Quiet Riot, yeah.
Where's your mask? There was on the cover, he had that mask. Mental mask.
My mask is a mullet.
Yeah. Nick, I apologize. It's all about costumes and accessories to Jim, as we all know. Rock of Ages is at the Drury Lane in Oak Brook Terrace, to be exact. 630-530-0111 is the phone number, or Ticketmaster, or DruryLaneTheater.com. Let us take it away. Here comes Rock of Ages.
Cool. I'm going to stand up. That's cool.
Yeah.
It's hard to rock while sitting down.
Can't take that.
Come on. WGN Radio listeners, we're going back to a sexier time. That's right, mid to late 80s, roughly, when L.A. was the beacon of rock and roll excess. In acid wash, what's a center? Y'all know what I'm talking about. That's right. That out.
Jim, take it away, Jim.
When you walk through a storm,
strangers in the night,
the summer wind came blowing in.
I have a taste for a Zima right now.
You know what's great is, you know, you have to do it. He's playing air guitar. When you play this... When
it's
you sing that song, you've got
to
just play air guitar. Yeah.
Most of us in the room were playing air guitar while he was...
Or air drums. I mean, but, I mean, I saw him singing, and he's over there playing the air guitar. It's like, how do you not?
Tiffany, what have you got for us today?
Uh-oh, here we go.
No, one more time?
We're not going to take it.
Oh, we're not going to take it.
The Twisted Sister.
Another.
Take it, sister.
Here we go.
I see trees of green, red roses too.
I was just trying to remember, you know, I was a music DJ when all these songs were popular, so it's bringing back a lot of memories. But I was on the light rock stations.
Right. Oh yeah,
I was on the light rock. They didn't play these songs, so
no. I mean, my gosh, those. I mean, and especially those two. Those were such huge MTV songs.
Iconic.
It wasn't just the radio, I mean, the Dee Snider look with the with the hair, and like I said, the Quiet Riot. You had the. The straight jacket and the metal mask. I mean, so when you hear those songs, because they came out with MTV and with the videos, you actually visualize them. I don't know how much you guys do, but we certainly would remember the visuals that went along with the
Completely
with the
remember the MTV, but in the meantime, I'm down the street on my radio station. Looks like
we made it. Left each other on the way.
Rock of Ages is out at the Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace.
You got your guitar's not provided.
Bring your own.
Yeah, bring your own air guitar.
Bring your own air instruments. Bring whatever air instruments you'd like.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever you're most proficient in.
I like an air tuba myself.
Big fan of
air
tuba fan. The show is running through October the 15th at the Drury Lane. It's 100 Drury Lane in Oakbrook Terrace. Again, tickets at 630-530-0111 or 800-745-3000. That's the Ticketmaster number. Or simply go to DruryLaneTheater.com and get your tickets for that. Tiffany Tatro, thank you so much for coming in. Nice to meet
you. How much mousse do you guys use in your hair?
Well, I mean, they're all wigs, so it's
they're all wigs.
Yeah, okay. So it's they're pretty well styled.
Yeah,
they're pretty wacky.
Is unattainable by the
yeah, exactly.
Hair, so we'll go with the wig.
The Environmental Protection Agency got involved. There was too much hair product being used. And Nick Drzbanski is great on the show as well as Lonnie. Guys, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
When you get back to the theater, do you have two shows today by any chance?
We do. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought. Talk to your cast members and find out what kind of apples they like, and will you get back to us on that?
Yeah, absolutely. Doing the important work here.
Still impressed with the Fuji choice.
Thank you.
That's a good choice. That is a good choice.